Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf tzadik aleph. We're holding tzadik omid beis, roughly six lines from the bottom of the omid, where the Gemara begins with a brisa tana rabbanan. Short tam shehemis, a short tam that unfortunately killed someone, as well as subsequent to killing someone, it was hizik, it was mazik, it caused damage to a person, to an object, what have you. So now, this didn't happen simultaneously. First was maimus a person, then was masik. What do you do? Don't oise din nefashes, when the time comes to go and prosecute this animal and prosecute the owner of the animal, first we prosecute on the din nefashes. Then don't oise din mamunis, and don't bother with the din mamunis. Why don't you bother with the din mamunis? Because once we're going to go and paskin din nefashes, that this animal in fact was maimus based on Adam, what happens to a shor tam that killed someone? What do you do to the shor? Saki yisaka, you have to go and kill the shor. And since the only way that you pay by a tam is megufoi, this gufoi is now worthless because this guf is kolaimidli sakul kisakul dam. It's about to be killed. So therefore, there is no value left after the skila. Of course, it's aser bana, but even before the skila, it's deemed to be a niskal, and therefore, the halacha is don't bother din mamas because there's no way to collect on the hezek that this short tam did anyway.
If it's found guilty, but if it's found innocent, you would.
Look at the Rashi. Shehemis, four lines from the bottom. Adam, viyakach hezek. First he did the maimus Adam, and then hezek. Ein don noise din mamas. The tam in mishalmel migufan. Varyu niskal. You're going to go and do the skila. Obviously, if you find that this animal is innocent of the heinous, there are no edim, and therefore you're not going to give misa, then you're going to proceed with the din mamunis. That's why shartam. Sharmud shehemis, same fact pattern, but not a shartam, but a sharmud. Shehemis first to kill someone, the hizik, and then it was mazik. Don oisik din mamunis, first do the din mamunis, because the mamunis is anyone going to come min hu'aliyah, not from the animal itself. The choizim, the don oisik din nefashis. And after that, you're going to go and do the din and nefashis. And then decide that the animal goes l'skila, assuming that you have two eight. Now, kodma v'danu din nefashis. What happens if you start off the din and nefashis first? Ein choizim v'don oise din nebamnis. Then don't bother going ahead with the din nebamnis. As soon as you do the din nefashis, just go and kill the shor, and you're done. Frey Timor, I don't understand why. V'chi kodma v'danu din nefashis. Even after you've done din nefashis. And the Bezin has said, Mois Yomus, Sokel Yisokel. This animal has to go and be Koleskila. So my Hava, Shavus is, Lihaduli Dainin Din Nami Mamanis. Let's continue on and go through Mamanis as well. Because after all, you're not going to pay Min Gufa, you're going to pay Min Aliyah. So let's decide that this animal is guilty of Hezek, so that the Balabus will have to go and pay for the Hezek. Amar Rav Ashki Chasinu L'Rabban De Beirav, Diyasav Ka'amri, Hamani Reb Shimon HaTimnihi. Oh, this is Reb Shimon HaTimni that we had yesterday. What did Reb Shimon HaTimni say yesterday? To Omar. Remember we had in the Pasuk. The Pasuk was right before the wide lines. Vehika Ish Esri Eyu Bi Evan Oy Bi Egroif. What did Shimon HaTimni say? Ma Egroif Miyuchat Shemosr La Eda Uli Edim. Just like an Egroif, a fist is something that both the Eda, the Bezin, and the Edom can decide whether or not this is an egret that can give a deathly blow. Alma b'in umdina. I see that you need an umdina de beinina. It's not just something that the Edom speak to, but the Bezin itself has to go and do an umdina. Umdina means an assessment to see whether or not this egret is capable, in fact, of killing. Why? What do you need the umdina for? So you remember we had in the Rashi yesterday, because if the person happens to be a very delicate, fragile individual, it could very well be it wasn't his egref that caused it. If you look at the Rashi, Shemosel le'edu le'edim, just before halfway down, Shemosel le'edu le'edim, says Rashi, Sheyochel avioi lebezen li'oimdai. You can go and bring the perpetrator into court and now measure. Imroi egref ze lasis chabulazu. We know that this person, unfortunately, broke a leg. He has a so black and blue around his nose, around his eye, whatever it is. And we have to now figure out, could this egroif accomplish something like that? Vim ein roi, if in fact we see this egroif, this is a weakling, he couldn't possibly cause this damage. So how can that other person be damaged? Vim ein roi loy yishan, you don't have to pay. Shemachmas chalshusay shalzeh v'rakusay nechbal. That other person who was so fragile and so delicate, as soon as he saw a punch coming in his direction, even though that punch could only have made the slightest damage whatsoever, nevertheless, that person was so fragile, he fell over and he had a concussion on his head and all the rest. So the Gemara is saying is that wasn't caused by the egret. That was really, if you will...
Karko, like the animal falling on the board.
Okay, karko, mezikoso. Or you can go and say it's contributory negligence, not negligent, but he contributed to his own hezek, to his own damage, by being so fragile. It wasn't the strength of the egret. But what do I see from Shimon HaTimni? That this is something that you have to be able to measure in the courtroom. Once we've decided about this animal that it's a mut, that we're going to go and kill it, we're not going to wait even a minute for an umdin beidin. Why? Because of the famous rule of inui hadin. What's the halach of inui hadin? That when you have a person that the Bezdin has decided, unfortunately, has to be executed, you don't have it like America that you can sit on death row for the next 12 years with 85 different appeals. You take him quickly and swiftly to Misa, and of course, en route, if he or somebody else can quickly come up with a new defense, okay, let's listen to what he has to say. Sometimes we'll bring him back to the Bezdin. But after that, go and take him to wherever the Skilas Reif, wherever the Mokam Hamis is going to be, and you kill the person. Now, of course, what's the swar behind over there? Imiyadim, the person is going to get death because there were two Adim that swore and that testified, etc. To go and have this person sit there in the jail cell for another day or a week or a month or a year, that's just Imiyadim, he's just getting emotional torture. If he's going to be killed, let him be killed and finished, that's the end of it. Now, it's true that this is only a svara that shayach legabi a person. This is not shayach legabi behema. Behema doesn't have imiyadin. Behema doesn't know that we're going to keep him here in the cell until we decide to go and execute him, and therefore the behema cannot sleep at night. However, since we have the famous pasuk that we learn at, kemisas habalim, kach misas hashor, and because of that din, for instance, when we're being done on an animal, whether the animal killed someone, you have to have a bezdin of 23. Bezdin of 23 for an animal? Yeah, just like by an odom that we're afraid killed, you have to have a bezdin of 23 for a behemoth too. And you recall, according to one man, the behemoth has to be present throughout the whole proceedings. Even though the animal, of course, cannot raise its hand and present any arguments in its own defense, but that's halacha. So here too, even though the svar of Ini Adin doesn't really apply to an animal, but just like there's Ini Adin by a person that we don't wait, here too, we do not wait. And since, if we could go and do a quickie right after the Misa, say, okay, let's hear the Dina Mominis, two Adim say, it went and was Mazik, this object, this animal, this person, whatever, we could do 1, 2, 3, that would be all right. But since Shimon HaTimni requires a case of Umdana can go and take a while until you assess and appraise and see. Therefore, after you've done Dina Farshis, don't do Dini Mamanis, but rather just take the animal Liskia. This is what Rava heard in the Rabbanan de Rav, in the Besmedish of Rav, where the Talmidim explained what's the reason why, if you did Dini Farshis first, you don't do Dini Mamanis after that because of this Svar of Ini Hadid. And then I, Rava, told them, it doesn't have to be Shimon HaTimni. You can say it goes according to Rabbi Kiva as well. Remember, Rabbi Kiva said in the Gemara yesterday that it only has to be Moser Li'edim, but not Moser Li'edah. You do not have to go and bring the Evan, and you don't have to bring the Egroif in front of the Dayanim so that they should start measuring and looking and estimating and appraising and assessing. It's not necessary. As long as the Edom are able to testify what they saw and what the extent was and all the rest. says now Rava, and Minlu Anoa Philatim Rabbi Kiva. Hochama Yiskin is talking about Kigoin Sheborach. What means Sheborach? That the Baalim ran away after we were made and after the Bezdin had its Gemar Din vis-a-vis the Din in the Fashis. Remember, what did the Braisa say? First, we should be done Din in Mamas. After that, Din in the Fashis. However, if you did Din in the Fashis first, don't bother going ahead with Din in Mamas after that. The Gemara asked, why not? We already gave one Teretz Kon Shimon Timni because we don't want to delay the execution in the Din. But now it's in Kodur Bekib, it's talking about that after the Din in the Fashis was over, Barach, the
Achapleta.
Who made a plate?
The
Baalim. See the third line of Rashi, Kon Shimborach Ba'olav. We can't even engage in a discussion in the Bezdin whether or not this animal was mazik or not mazik, because the owner has to be present. The owner's not here, he made a plater. So therefore we cannot continue to discuss dini mamas. Remember, the Braisa says, what you should do first is do the dini mamas. Again, when we talk about a mu'ud. Din Mamanis first, and Din Nefashis second. But if you started Din Nefashis, don't bother, don't go ahead with the Din Mamanis. So Gemara is explaining now, what's the reason why? Because of the Din, that because the Baalim ran away. In fact, if the Baalim ran away, even, how did you start off? The Braisa said, do Din Mamanis first. You can't do Din Mamanis first, if the Baalim ran away. Elamai, the Baalim were there. So how are you telling me now that after Din Nefashis, the Baalim are no longer there, they ran away? After the Gemara, it's talking about the Kabul Saadi Ubarach. That in fact, what happened was they were already Makabul Edim, says Rashi, on the Negichois. And then only after that did the Baalim run away. And what happened here, says Rashi, that when the Baalim ran away, he also ran away with all of his bank accounts and all of his assets. And there's nothing more to collect from. So therefore, the Din Nefashis, that was already taken care of when he was still present. Then, when it came to Dini Mamanis, we already heard the Makabal Edom when he was still present. However, we want to now finish off the whole Haggadah Edus and finish off the Gemara Din Lagabi Dini Mamanis. We can't, because the Baalim ran away. So what's the Baalim ran away? Who cares? I was already Makabal Edom. Yeah, but the Baalim ran away. There's no one to collect from. He's not here, and there are no assets to collect from. If you look at the Rashi in the fourth line, the Kabul Sadi al Negichos uBarach, and he ran away. Subsequent to that, Hilchach Ein Lonu Mimali Shalom. Going to less like Nefsi, he doesn't have any Nechosim. Either he never had Nechosim, or at least now that he's run away, there are no Nechosim to collect from. So therefore, that's why don't bother completing any Dinim Mamanis, because you're just wasting your time. There's no Balim, there's no Tiki, no Washi, no money, no Mazik, and he left. So don't bother with the Dini Mamas. Frey Timara, Saif Saif, Mehecha Mishtalim. Let me ask you, how are you going to go and collect? What happens if you did not go and be done Dini Nefashis? And you only had been done Dini Mamas? If this Baalim ran away, that's how you're making an Ukimta in this Braisa, that the Baalim ran away, then how would you be able to go and collect anyway? Zok Timara, Meiridya. We'd be able to go and collect from Ridya. What means Meiridya? Says Rashi, that we would go and hold up the Dine Nefashis, remember, and you have a Mu'ud, do Dine Mamanis first. So we're saying, what purpose is there doing Dine Mamanis if the Baalim ran away and there's no money to collect from? It says, Imara Meridja, what means Meridja? Before we go to the Dine Nefashis and go and decide the case, remember the Edom are still here, so we're going to be able to be done Dine Nefashis. However, before we're going to be done that, be done Dini Mamanis, decide that this animal caused Hezik. There's no Baalim to pay, there's no Shor to pay, because the Shor we're going to use for Skila. No problem. Go and take the Shor for the next 10 days, 20 days, 30 days. Let it plow. Let it earn. We're going to set up this animal with Hertz rent an animal. You'll be able to go and get $10 per day. After a week you'll have $70, maybe able to pay off the nizik was that amount. You see Rashi about 10 lines from the top. Umeshani meridya, meshain es ashor lacharisha lischirus. You rent out the animal for plowing. Umeshal menizik, And now that the nizik is paid off for all the damage, okay, you know, the nefesh.
You better have good guards, because this
is a mord. It's a mord.
Exactly. I agree.
Why not shecht it? It'd be easier just shecht it whatever you get for the
year. Then you have to go to skila.
If you didn't adjudicate skila yet, it's still...
Yeah, but we have the eidim, we know that they're here. In fact, we...
So it's, why isn't anyway I didn't? Anyway, I didn't then, the week or 2 weeks or month.
Continue on. Avakod nuvit anuli soko. If, in fact, we've already decided skila, then we wouldn't wait even a moment. But it's until the Bezin has actually sat and decided and signed the death certificate for this animal, there's no Imi Hadin yet because it's not Skila yet. So in the meantime, we can go and delight in the process and go and have it to Ridya, use that money to pay off the Nizi. Why don't you say by the Tam the same thing? What did we say by the Tam? Shortam Shehemiz, don't ois the din nefashis, and don't bother with the dini mamonis. What's the reason why? Because it's all going to be me gufay, right. And since you're going to go and kill the animal, then there's nothing to collect me gufay from. But you might have a good eitzah. What I can do is take that animal, first let it work rigya and get the schiris, get the payment from Hertz Renta Behema, and then after we've collected enough to pay off of the Tam, remember you only have to pay chutzi, Chutzi Tam, because the Chutzi Nezek, so it'll be easier and be quicker. And then let's be done Dina Nefashis. Amrav Mari, Barei, Derav Kahana, Zisameris, Ridya, Aliyah, Demora, who, even though the Ridya is being performed by this Behema, the Din of Megufa, as opposed to Aliyah, Megufa means Taka, the value of the animal as it is, not the value of whatever plowing and schiris the animal can bring in, if you rent out the animal for plowing. Because if you can rent out the animal for plowing, that's not deemed to be megufay, that's deemed to be minho aliyah. And since this animal, as we're talking about, is a short time, and you can only pay megufay, then there is no requirement to having this animal go and plow for a week or two and bring in funds to pay off the nizik, because that would already be considered minho aliyah and not megufay. The next Rashi, aliyah de marahu. The aim megufay shall shar. This Harisha, this Ridya, is not from the Gufa Shol Shar, even though it's the Gufa Shar that's doing the Ridya, that's not considered to be Megufay. But rather it's considered to be like any other Nechasim that belong to the Baal Batim, so let him pay from the other Nechasim. He doesn't have to, because Tamei Mishalim Min Aliyah.
We had earlier in the Gemara that when a short time does damage, the nizik and the masa become, as it were, shutzim. And then,
right.
So in that case, it would be, it, as it were, according to that view, then you would be able to collect from the plowing,
Harisha.
Because wouldn't it be in that case according to that view? Because you would be able, you'd be owner, you'd be getting it from the property of the animal.
Good.
From the goof of the animal.
So what Rashi's saying is, even according to that mandiyam, that they become shutfim, they only become shutfim for the value inherent in the animal itself, and not for services the animal can go and produce.
It was in Shoshana Echtal Dehei, right?
It was early on in the Masech, more in the Chofs. But anyway, getting back. With that, we concluded the shtickel. And now we're going to get back to this case of the umdina that we just spoke about. What's the umdina? Remember that you have to go and...
appraise.
And 1 second, but David has a question. David, what would you like to say? I can't hear you. So I guess we have to look at the chat. And now it's the words have left us.
Prochus Pavir.
It's something to do with Axe's rent, but more than that, I couldn't see. So, sorry about that. We'll continue on. So the Gemara says, Iboyelahu, Yesh Oymin Linezokin, Ein Oymin Linezokin. The Umdana that we're talking about is what we spoke about before, that Chas Hashem, someone caused a hezik to someone else. How? Be Evan, Oy Be Egroif. And you remember we had a machlek between Chimena Timni and the Rabbanon, that is, the Rabbi Kiva. What happens in the Bezdin? Does the Bezdin have to go and do an umdina? Umdina means an assessment. Do they have to say, bring in the person's egroif, let's take a look, how strong is he? Let's bring in the evan and see how strong that is. Can it cause the type of damage that is alleged that the perpetrator dashed. So you have to have such an umdah. Now we see from this shaila that the Amoraim that asked this were at that time not familiar with this brisa. The Amoraim all knew Mishnayos, but they didn't necessarily know every single brisa because the brisas were not codified, and many brisas, as you know, were not for Rabbi Raboishir. So they didn't know about this brisa. So now they're just asking, taking a blank sheet of paper, is there such a concept of umdah? By Ketolu we know for sure there's umdana. Why is there a difference between Ketolu and Nizakin? Says Rashi, because we have two separate psukim that we're talking about. The pasuk that we quoted yesterday in the Braisa was a pasuk of, in its entirety, two people are fighting, Vahika ish. One person hit the other one. Be even or be egroif. He didn't die. But not for the mishka. But unfortunately, he's in bed. He is sick. He was damaged. So it says be even or be egroif. Here in the case of chas v'shalom, someone killing someone else, the pasuk begins oy be even yod asher yomus bo hiko, or with an even yad, an even that you can take in your hand, asher yomus bo, that had the ability to go and kill a person, he hit him. And because the pasuk adds these three words, it could have just simply said, the Eben Yod, heimisu, or the Eben Yod, hiko. What's the Eben Yod? Ashayom mesba, hiko. So the Gemara learns from the extra three words, ashayom mesba, that you have to take a look at the size and the volume and the velocity, etc., of this Eben to decide, is this a deathly Eben? As we all know, if you throw a pebble at an individual, he normally is not going to die from the pebble. If he does die from the pebble, then he probably has a very weak heart, and all he had to do was blow at him, and he might have, chas v'shalom, died. So it's got to be that the person who threw the Evan, that Evan had the force to be able to, chas v'shalom, to be mamis. So there's an umnan, you have to go and look at the Evan, see how big, and see how, etc., to decide whether, in fact, it's mamis. And that's clear, by Ketolo for sure. The question is, how over here by the Nizakin, it just vehika ish esrei eyu be even oy be egroif. It doesn't say be even asher yochel lahazik or asher yuzak boy, as it says by the even yod asher yom musboiko. So therefore, the more ask, is Ketola and Nizakin the same halacha or are they different? You measure the stone to see whether it's a deathly type of stone or not. I'm a Zakin Koldu, maybe by the Zakin. No. Anything and everything can go and make a hezik, and you don't do an umdana. I don't know, maybe even by the Zakin. Also, you have the same rule. You determine whether this pebble or stone was capable of causing the damage that was inflicted. So, the Gemara ultimately is going to be poishet this shaila from Shimon HaTimni and from Rabbi Kiva. But in the meantime, the Gemara is going to try from two or three other sources to be poishet tisha, histoshima. We learned in the Mishnah early on our Masech, the Mabar Sheesh by Kedel Hamas, Asar Tvachim, Afko Sheesh by Kedel Hamas, Asar Tvachim. When it comes to a bar, the minimum shear is 10 Tvachim, as you recall, for Misa, but not necessarily for Nizakim. And what the Gemara is quoting is Afko Sheesh by Kedel Hamas, because in that Braisa, not the Braisa, in the Mishnah that we had earlier on in our Masech, it said, this doesn't only apply to a bar, it also applies to a siach, or a shiach, or a ma'ara, ne'itzin, etc. What was the difference between each one? One was longer, and one was wider, and one was narrower, and one was square, and this was rectangular, and this was round, like we had in that Mishnah. And the Mishnah said, but the bottom line is, they all have to have the same common denominator, that to get that person on chas v'shalom, killing a person, or a person really not. There's no din of Misa because of the Shor v'lo yodav. But if it's Mamis, a Shor or a Chamor l'marshal, when would you be chayiv on that Misa? If it was 10 Tvachim or more. Hayim chus mi'asar Tvachim, if it's less than 10 Tvachim. But no, v'lotoich a Shor Chamor, umeis, you're potter. Because it's not as a result of the bor that the animal died, it's a result of other factors. But who's it by if there was a Hezek chayiv? Because you can have a Hezek in less than 10 Tvachim. That's the end of the Mishnah, and now we're being medayik. My love, Mimata lemala kachoshiv. When we say that less than 10 tvachim can be mazik, aren't we starting from ground zero and working our way up through 9 tvachim? Vachikoma, and we're saying, mitachav yad asara misaleka, if you're starting from 1 tefach and above until 10 tvachim, in other words, ad v'loy ad b'chlau, from 1 till 9.9, you cannot nail a person on misa, because that's not an instrumentality that is capable of killing just based on the bar itself. If the animal died, it must be the animal had a heart condition, or mazli goram, or whatever, but it wasn't because of the bar. The bar's got to be a minimum of 10 tefachim. But in Zakanika, but avada, there is hezek. What does he want to mean, there is hezek? If we're starting mimata lamala, we're not requiring for the hezek that it be 9 tefachim, or 8 tefachim, or 7 tefachim. Even a mashul, even from a tefach and on. If the animal stumbled on a tefach, or there was a hole in the ground, but the hole in the ground was only 1 tefach deep, sounds like the chayv on the zakin. Why? Shouldn't you go and make an umdan and say, what, this one little tefach can cause so much damage to an animal? Amu nizakin kol du. And shemamina ein oinim nizakin. Couldn't we bring a raya from this that there is no requirement of umdan nizakin, because we're saying it doesn't matter how deep the bar is. As long as it's 10 or higher, then it could even be maimus. Once it's less than 10, it can be mazik. At what point can it be mazik? Anything less than 10. Start from 0.11 or 0.0001 and go all the way up to 9.9. At any point, it can be mazik. So therefore, you don't need an umdana. L'choyra can be poishet my shayla that there is no din of umdana l'nizakin. It's a lawyer. The premise of your raya was that we start from mata l'mala. Really, we go mimala l'mata k'choshu. What does that mean? V'chikala. Asara misa ikka. When you have 10, you can even have a maimus, a misa. Pachav misar, if it's less, if it's 9.9. Porta, in other words, just a drop less than 10, mizakin isa. Then this bar can be mazik. Misa leka. However, ul olam ein malach, yesh amin mizakin. B'chol midi u'midi ki hecha de mitzika vei be'inan. That in fact there is umdana, and any animal or any object or anything, you tell me the object, there's no din, because we go to Chamar v'le'avim, that we have the Yehuda, the Yahav Kalim. But the point is that when we learn less than 10, we don't start from 0 up to 9.9. We start from 9.9 going down. And we're saying, a shor of this height and of this weight and of this volume, blah, 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 9 tvachim would be maimus. However, it would only be 6 tvachim, it would not be maimus. So why did the animal die? The animal died because it... or with bad muzzle, or the animal had a heart condition. Whatever it was. But the point is, says the Gemara, that we do have to have an umdan after all. And you wouldn't automatically say, oh, well, anything less than 10 is mazik. No, no, no. Even less than 10, you have to go measure how much is kedei hezek or not. So therefore, we have no raya from this brisa. Let's bring a raya from another brisa. Toshima. Hiko al einoi v'simai. If a person hits somebody else on his eye and he causes him chas v'sholem to be blinded, al oznoi on his ear v'chirsha and he causes him chas v'sholem to be deaf. Eved yoitz ben lecheiros. If this was the odoi that owned this eved and he hit him on the eye or on the oizen, well, I don't know why the Gemara brings the oizen. Yeah. It's part of the chavdal and evorim. But normally, Gemara goes in shein v'ayin instead of talking about the others. The aloch is chavdal and evorim includes other things too. But usually Mar doesn't say. Anyway, so Mishkanafki minute. The point is, if the blow was against the eye or against the ear, and that caused Chas v'Shalom damage, then every year from the Chayus, like all the Choftal Levar. However, Keneged Einai Ve'Einu Roya, Keneged Oznai Ve'Einu Shemea, Ein Eved Yoitz Behen L'Chayus. What means Keneged Einai, Keneged Oznai? Rashi says it's on the Koisel. You have the Eved sitting next to the wall, and you go and give a bang against the wall next to his ear or next to his eye, and the Eved was so startled that caused him to have blindness, chas v'sholom, or to become deaf. If you look at the Rashi Keneged Einoi, Rashi is parallel to the last of the narrow lines in the Gemara. Keneged Einoi, Yiko b'Kaisel, hit him on the wall, not the person, but he hit against the wall. Keneged Einoi Shalzeh, right next to that guy's eye, and right next to his ear. The article brings, I think, from the Shita Mekubetzes, that it's talking about that the Odin was on the other side of the wall, and the wall was a thin wall, and he hits the Eved's ear from the other side of the wall. And that's the Keneged Einoi, or Keneged Oznoi, that the Eved was lying or sitting or standing next to the wall, and then the Odin from the other side gave a, as a bang against the wall, and that the vibrations and the noise and the startling, that caused the Eved Nebuch to lose his vision or to lose his hearing.
It's a grumma, though, as it were.
And if what's the din?
The grumma is akin to pater.
Yeah, very good. So that's what the Brisa says. See, call al einoy al ozne bechishoy, then it's from the chayes, because that was on the eye and on the ear. Keneged einah, the einah roy, keneged ozne einah shemeh. You said it's a grumma. What's the din?
Pater.
Einah b'yoyt from the chayes. That's why the Eved doesn't go to the chayes. So I'm sure Chavim to exactly what it says in the Brisa. So to my time, la mishim debin and umdina. What's the reason why in the Sefer we say that the Eved is any yoytz ben lecheres? Because we do an umdina, and our umdina says that based on banging on the wall, you don't normally lose eyesight and you don't lose your hearing. So how did this happen? Says Rashi, ela mazli hu d'Israel. Unfortunately, the mazl of this Eved was such that Nebuch, from such a banging on the wall, he lost his sight or he lost his hearing. But it's only at most a grumma. But you see that you need to do an umdana, and you do an umdana and say, no, a normal person, 99% of the cases, a person wouldn't become blind or become deaf as a result. So Ushman al-Khaika bring a rai, yesh umdana l'isakim. As it were like, the truth of the matter is maybe there is no din of umdana. The reason why over here we say that he's potter, that he's ain yotz l'cheiris b'shem damrinan, who the ibis nafshe? He was the one that caused his own loss of vision or of hearing because he allowed himself to become startled. Someone who has was braver and he's stronger, a person like one of our presidential candidates, who if he was standing next to a wall and he would hear the sun, the banging from the other side of the wall, he wouldn't get startled. What he would do is he would take the wall and he would go and throw it down at the other guy and go and kill him.
Unless it was in Mexico.
Okay. Excuse me. Kinesanya. Like we learned in another braisa. A mavis is chaver, someone who startled his chaver. And as a result, that person got somehow damaged. For instance, he lost vision or lost a hearing, etc. Part of it is in the he put with dinin on the question, you said it's just a grumma. He contributed to that person's loss of vision or of hearing.
Ketzer. But he has to pay for boshes, right?
That's a separate story.
Yeah, but
exactly. That was a previous. How much you have to pay for boshes? How much you have to pay?
Pardon?
How much you have to pay for boshes?
Fiyam avayish.
Fiyam avayish?
Sell.
Yeah, but what's the minimum?
It's a Mishnah.
It's a Mishnah.
About the tzaddik.
It's a Mishnah.
98.
Oh, that's the Tanakam.
Right.
How much mana tzuri?
Well, I think we killed those mana tzuri.
Mana tzuri, because it said ano, I together basically. Well, you asked what's ano together two pshatim, right? Ain't nasa day. Yes, there's more. Then the about you have to go and pay. He was talking about stehezik. We're not even talking about payment. We're asking whether the Eved would go lecheiris if his rabbi caused that type of damage. Anyway, so that was Agabe the Eved. Now, Kinesanya Mavis Chaveri, Potter, Nihon, Mechidam, Nihon. Ketzad, give me an example of a Mavis. Talk about Oznoi, the Chirshoi. He did Daka, this Tekiah that we're talking about, the Chirshoi, caused him to become deaf. Potter. Why? Because we're assuming that Yehud, the Avis, and Afshe. Again, we're talking here about the Nezik. You're right. Agabe the Boishas, you have to pay. If he grabbed hold of his ear and didn't allow him to move, he grabbed hold of the individual and then talk about Oznoi, the Chirsh, and then he's Chayv. Because that's not just a grumma, that is
dime.
It's be a dime directly into the guy's ear. In the first case, talk about Oznoi, since he's not holding on to him, he can go and mach up late, he can run away. I don't have to stand there when he's blowing into my ear. You don't have to stay at the chasana if the music is too loud. Go out into the outer room, and hopefully there you'll be able to talk to somebody who'll be able to hear you. Okay, so anyway, right, no rayah umdana, it's because who the avasanashim. Toshima, let's try to bring another rayah. Hamisha dvarim umdan oisai, the noisal way miyat. Chas v'shalom, a person caused a headache to somebody else, you have the hamisha dvarim, and you gotta go and pay as soon as the bezin decides this guy is chayiv, you pay immediately. Now, three out of the five, there's no problem. The hezek, you do the assessment, whatever, the shuk shalavodim, that's what it is. The tsar we had before, you ask the person whether he would prefer having the poison or the acid to go and remove the arm, as opposed to cutting it with a knife or something like that. That was, and the gabi boishes, that's the previous mishnah, depending on whatever the amounts we set forth, 200 or 400 zuz, etc. Ripi and Shevis are the real two variables. What are the variables? Because if he was just hit yesterday or 2 days ago, and we don't know whether he's going to be in the ICU for a week or for a month, we don't know how many days the hospital is going to charge, how many visits the doctor is going to charge, how much we have to pay for all the medications. I don't know. So that's the Ripi. As far as the Shevis, that's exactly the same thing. I don't know how long he's going to be disabled or unemployed. Is it 1 week, or is it a month, or is it 2 months? State on the Braisa, what you have to do is make an assessment of the Ripoy v'Shevis Achi Yisrape, Umduhu, and make an Umdenel now. In other words, you bring all the big doctors and all the big professors, they're all going to testify that based on their experience and based on their learning, they believe that this person is going to be in the hospital for 2 weeks, and then rehab 2 more weeks, and therefore the amount of Ripoy will be kach v'kach, and the amount of Shevis will be for 4 weeks, and that's how much you have to go and pay. Good. And once we make that decision, the Bezin says, okay, pay that amount. Now obviously when it comes to predicting somebody's Ripoy, you never know. You never know. Mendy and I know a person who lives in Brooklyn. Rahman Litzlan, last week, either Wednesday or Thursday, he was walking down the steps from his home, and there are conflicting versions. Some say it was slippery and he slipped on the steps. Some say that he missed a step. And some say that unfortunately he had either a heart attack or an aneurysm. Fell onto the ground in front of the steps. They called Hatzalah immediately and they were able to go and bring him back alive because he was already in cardiac arrest. Reminds us if Mendy had been there on the scene. The doctors on that day said immediately, he's not going to live in more than 24 hours. By the end of the day, it's all over. Person who was gesund and fine, person only in his 60s. And then, because of this mishap, they already said he's only 24 hours, that's it. And guess what? He's still alive a week later. Unbelievable. But that's the way it is. Baruch Hashem. Halavai should have refuah shleima.
Amen.
But the point of all of this is, it's just an umdana. You don't know for sure. That's what they said. So Amdua, they gave him an assessment mushal for 2 weeks. And unfortunately he deteriorated more than that and he was sick for 4 weeks. You don't change the umdana. The umdana was the umdana. You pay him at that time. Even though Nebuchadnezzar deteriorated, the mazik doesn't have to pay more. And the other way around too. Amdua v'hifri, what happens? They said 2 weeks. And Baruch Hashem, nisim, he was out of the hospital in 3 days. You give him whatever was the original assessment. Oh, so you see clearly, so nothing to talk about. Everything more, that wasn't the shayle. And umdana to go and figure out how much you have to pay for how long liktzer. Liktzer, says Rashi, means that he's going to be noifel lemishkov. How long is he going to be in the hospital? That lemeimad, to do an umdana, to measure, to assess gavra, a person, kama liktzer mihamaka, how long will he have to be lemishkov, bedridden, fine, because of this maka, or kama loy miktzer, or how long will he not have to be bedridden, in other words, he'll be able to leave the hospital, but come by, let avadi amdina. Avadi, you have to do an umdana, otherwise, how can you assess the ripo in the Shevis? He come by, ilan lemeimar, the shayla was, since it says in the pasuk that you cause damage to the person, the even or the egroith, is this even, the size of this even, is it commensurate with the amount of damage that was caused to this individual. If yes, then you have to pay for the hezek. If not, a little pebble like this caused that damage. Ah, that person, remember, he had a shvach mazel, he was fragile, he was delicate, was really unrelated to the pebble that was thrown at him. So that was the shayla. Is my toshima. So guess what? The price of yesterday, Shimratim Yoimer, my egg of Miyuchin Shimosla Adoli Aiden, Miyuchin Shimosla Adoli Aiden, Shmamino, Yesh Umlizokin, Shmamino. You see that you do need to do an Umlizokin after all. And the Gemara is poised to the Shaila from Shimonat Timni. The Mefarshim say, not that the Gemara is saying it's only Shimonat Timni, the Gemara could say that it's Rabbi Kiva as well. Because the only machloikis between Timna Timni and Rabbi Kiva was, does the Bezdin have to make that Umdana? Or is enough for the Eidim to make the Umdana? If you go back to the Gemara of yesterday, remember, Umdana Rabbi Kiva, if maybe Bezdin he called, do you have to go and rebuild the building if the building fell down after he fell from it? But rather said, Rab Akiva, Elama Egref Shu Mosuli Eidim, Afko Shu Mosuli Eidim, Prav Shiosa and Miyadio. Anyway, the point is, both of them agreed to the Umdana concept. The only question is this a Bezdin thing or only an Eidim thing? But if it is a din of Umdana, not only for Ktola, but also for Nizakin, and we've been poishit our shayt.
I don't understand the whole question, but if Eidim are saying that it happened that way, that this stone hit the person, mm-hmm. That's what happened. Never mind the Umdana of, let's question the Eidim. Mm-hmm. They say, Drisha Hakira, they were there, they saw this stone thrown by this person, hit this person, this mm-hmm. damage resulted. What Umdana is there? The Eidim are...
Okay, fine. So let's say it was Daka threw a stone. We go in and ask... As you know, it's not uncommon that you read about in the papers that Jewish people were traveling in a car near Arab residents, and unfortunately some of them started throwing stones, and they broke the windows of the car. Right? So now you say to yourself, let me take a look at the stone. Oh, this is a big 1 pound stone. No question about 1 pound stone like this can easily shatter a windshield and the windows of the car. No question. These are obviously responsible. What happens if we pick the stones off the ground? We find there were only pebbles there. There were the stones that they threw, only pebbles. So how did this how did the window break? Oh, this window must have been a shvacha window that probably another week would have broken anyway just by having it go up and down.
Well, why should that matter? If the Adam saw that this is the result, mm-hmm. and the thing was intact before, maybe it shattered in a week of mm-hmm. its own fragility, mm-hmm. maybe it lasted a century. Why?
I'm on your side, but this is the halacha, according to Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Kiva, is going back to the Rashi of yesterday, Tzadik Amit Beis, Rashi Shemosel Le'edo Ule'edim, right before halfway.
Shechol HaVivah.
This Evan, or this egret, yochel havila bezem, bring it around in bezem, I'm going to measure, imroi egret zeh, or the Evan, las is chabolazu, then ain roi, if this pebble is so small, it's not roi, lo yishalim, shemach was chalshu shul shul zeh, v'rakusei nechbal. The reason why this person was damaged was not a direct cause as a result of the pebble, it was because this person was just so fragile that if you just blow at him, maybe if nobody had thrown stones, it would have broken anyway, just simply because it was oin made to be broken. Shabri. So therefore, that's the umdana. You have to see whether or not direct.
This undermines the whole idea of apishan and yachid dover. I thought I was under the impression.
No, it doesn't. This is one of the requirements that the Eidim have to see. The Eidim have to be able to look and see, is this...
Does it pass the smell test?
They pass the smell test. Oh, very good.
Okay, all right.
The damage that was caused by this pebble, could this pebble have caused the damage under normal circumstances? Never. So how did he cause it? Because it must be that the window was fragile as it was.
Other factors. Okay.
If you just touched it, maybe it would have shattered.
So one other part that we give the estimate of the amount of repoy and shevis.
Yes, yes.
Doesn't seem so fair. Why not just wait to the end?
I'm assuming the reason is because we want to have a quick finality, because if we're going to let this drag out, then they're going to come back, and is he still sick? Is he not still sick? We could theoretically go for the next 20 years. That the doctors say, well, there's a impetus, he has a hole in his heart all because of this, and I don't know whether he's going to need a valve replacement surgery in 12 years from now.
Here's only a stone's throw away.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful, thank you. Okay, going back to the Bryce again. Omama, amdu v'hivru. If after that he got Baruch Hashem gesund,
quicker than they had anticipated. You give them everything that they had originally done. What happens if someone they had estimated and assessed that he's going to be sick for a whole day? I mean, guess what? By 12 o'clock, he was already running around. And he went back to work midday. The person who was the mazik, since the umdina was that he's going to be sick for 24 hours, but for a whole work day, it turned out, guess what? That Baruch Hashem, midday, he had a refuah, and he was able to run and do his job. So I would think that you should only penalize her. The mazik should only have to compensate for half a day of lost work, and only has to compensate for the entire day, because that's umdu v'hivri, you give according to the umdana. He was able to work the rest of the day. The special bracha min hashamayim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sends rachmanis, and he's able to work.
If he
in normal circumstances, he wouldn't be. Sorry?
Hit him Erev Shabbos.
Okay.
So he wouldn't have to work anyway, because he couldn't go to shul.
Shabbos, you're right. I mean, if he's not working anyway on Fridays, then he didn't lose anything. A 3 points difference in Shabbos, you're right. So back in our Mishnah, it said all the different forms of busha. One of the busha was that the person was rokak, the higia boy. It got on him. Then you have to go and pay the 400 zuz. Now, what does that come to exclude? Does that come to exclude his begodim? Or does it mean that it fell on the floor, like in the case of the chalitza? It's omar apop, lechona ela boy. The rekika, the saliva, has to hit the person on his hand, on his face. Ava big day, it only goes on his toga, only on his pants or something like that. Like, then you're potter from the 400.
That is a closed issue.
A closed issue.
We don't say Mabayish.
That was the previous Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Hakol Afi Kvoidai. The Rashi said, remember, in the Kulu, the Chumra, we're going to deal with that shortly in the Gemara. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, on Big Day, you don't collect. Why not? In Heavy Kibiyish Medvar, what happens in the middle of this Medish, you go and say, you're a liar, you're a shayit, you're a. Wouldn't you have to go and pay for something like that? So the Kikar Bigda should be no less than screaming and cursing the guy Bidvar. And Merav Mishmeh Yerish Barav and Zisimeres from our Mishmeh Taka learn, Baish Bidvarim Potami Klum. If you Baish Bidvarim, your potter. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never harm me. Well, it's true or not.
It's better to get this.
Okay, but in terms of paying boishes, our Mishnah says you don't have to pay. Next, it says in the Mishnah, Hakolif Kvi Voidoi, and we just spoke about a moment ago, the Rashi of the Mishnah said, well, that's the Kula or the Chumrah. Now, what does that mean, the Kula or the Chumrah? It means the Yasi Boy Lutana Kam, the Kula Kam, the Chumrah Kam. What the Gemara really means to say is, we said 400. Is 400 a maximum, or is 400 a minimum? In other words, anybody in Klal Yisrael that you do one of these terrible acts of busha in our mission makes a difference, even if it's a guy who is the one that does the sponja of the Bismedish, the guy that is the janitor, he gets 400. If it's the Russia cool, if he's the president, then he can perhaps get 500 or 800. Because he's a much more distinguished individual. So then 400 would be the minimum. Or maybe it's the other way around. That the president of the community, he gets 400. If it was just the janitor, then you'd only give him 100 for the same type of busha. So that's the Gemara Shaila. The Kula Eluchum. So the Gemara Tanakam, the Kula Kam, the Chumakam. The Kula Kam, the Ika Oni, the Leboyle Mishka Kuli Hai. If you have a person who is never a poor fellow, he's not a distinguished member of the Board of Trustees, he's just a guy who sits in back of the room. So he doesn't get 400, he only gets 200. That we're talking about the aniyim in our Mishnah, that the minimum is the 400. Comes into shul, you do this type of thing, you got to pay him 800 and not just 400.
So the low-level person can't sponge the situation.
He can't sponge the situation. It takes me so long to just absorb the wit that you have, that you're sharing with us and showering upon us.
I hope we can absorb it.
We have to be able to absorb it. Exactly. It's Toshima. Let's continue on the mission. Said Rabbi Kiva said, "Afila aniim shem Yisrael, royin oisim ki elohim bnei choyrin shiardim nechseim." We don't look upon him, he's only an ani. We look upon him as if he was at one time a tremendous oisher, who unfortunately lost his money. The stock market took a dip, the real estate went down. Nebuchadnezzar, what do we give him the status of? Shemnei Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, Einiklach of the Heilig of Sakdosh. Shemamina, we see from this, Tanakama lekula ka'amar. That the Rebbe Kiva is going to Chumra, and he's saying, don't go and say that it's the 400, because even if the guy's only should be Israel, we should go and give him an automatic upgrade. He should be as if he was at one time a very distinguished, respected member of the community. Nebuch lost some of his chafet, and therefore, even he gets the 400. The Tanakama says, no. If it happens to be a person that is taken on, he doesn't get the 400, he only gets the 200 or the 300. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi, the Amar Rav Akiva, about 15 lines from the bottom of the Amar Zed Rashi. The Chazina Doi Chayv Losis Lepereya Roisha Isha. Remember in the Mishnah afterwards, we had the story about the person who had removed Nebuch, the hair covering from the lady. And he always Machayv El Arba Meizuz. That's what it said in the Mishnah, in Tanakam. Shema Mina Tanakam Lekulik Amar. Why? When it comes to an oni, you don't give that a month. Instead of 400, only 300, only 200. Come there, Bekiva, no. Oni nam yavina hachi. You have to go and give the oni the same amount. Even though she was Nebuch, a poor woman, the Mishnah doesn't use the word aniya. Yeah. Just a poor Russian. The word aniya over here is probably used in terms of a Nebuch lady that. Remember, she went afterwards and scooped up
and said,
it's a worth of Shem. This is a chagunish. This is a quarter, and nothing, a 10 cents, a nickel. And she scooped it up to put on her hair. So never she was an aniya. And if, for her too, you have to pay the same 400, not a penny less. These are the baitachash, you'd arba meir, the tanakam apochash, banim komar. That the least of the aniyim get 400. Pa'akal kvoida, chum nekomar. That lemeisa tfeil ashir, ashim get even more. Because Rabbi Kiva lemein b'afilo ani should be Yisrael yitol yoisim yarbe meizuz. Says Rabbi Kiva, I disagree with you. Even an ani deserves to get more. Shamay mechayv leilaparei reisha yishu lemeisav tzvei. Why do you say in the Mishnah only 400? You should say no. Even ani should be Yisrael gets more than that. Abim yavrom yitzvei Yaakov. Go and give 500. Give 600. Since he stopped at the 400 level, is the chasim of the Tanakhama says it goes even lower than the 400. 400 is the maximum. Says Rabbi Kiva, no. 400 is the minimum you have to go and give for everybody, including Ani. Shema Mina.
But it could go higher, though?
That was the more shy. Can it go higher? Can it go
higher?
Could it go higher? Because
I find that it means everybody's equal. They're all.
Everyone gets flat 400.
Everyone gets 400. But they have a mitzvah for Yaakov. We're all equal. We're all just great.
Why do Hashem get more?
Right.
What you're saying is correct. The Tanaka, I modify what I said earlier. What the Tanakhama says is 400 is the maximum. And depending on the person's level, he could even get only 300, 200, 100. Says Rabbi Kiva, no such thing. Right. Anybody and everybody in Klal Yisrael is on the same level, all Einiklach Avraham Avinu, and therefore everybody gets the 400. Don't give anybody a discount because of their low status in society. So I once repeated this story, I'll repeat the story again because it's cute, that after the war, a Yid came to the Satmar Rebbe with a kvetl. And the Satmar Rebbe did not recognize him. He said, "Ni vezentir, vanen kimtir, who are you? Where do you come from?" So he said, "I'm an einikel of Avraham Avinu." So the Satmar Rebbe was very quick-witted and immediately said, "From Velcha Vab, which wife? Was it from Hagar or whether it was from Sarah?" And he called Avraham. See, yes, well, Avraham Yitzvah Yaakov, from which wife? Okay.
So according to the Tanakhama, then it is Leviam Mavayish.
When he says hakalafi kvoide, that means the maximum is 400, but depending on the individual, you can find cases that a person will only get 50 or 100 or 200, less than the 400.
Okay.
So Rabbi Kiva, no, everybody's the same, 400. Okay, umas b'yechad jepar roisha isha, umiyavin and us. And remember, the individual said to Rabbi Kiva, after he passed and you owe 400, please, ten lizman, give me some time, 30 days. Okay, no problem. In the 30 days, he staged this whole masa with breaking the kad and the woman taking off her hair covering, etc. Do we give zman? Just like we learned before.
Right.
All the five, pay up immediately. Don't stretch it out. You got to pay. And for the Gemara, If you're talking about on the nezik portion, that fellow Nebuch, he was before a gesund, able-bodied individual. You now gave him Nebuch damage. He lost an eye, he lost an ear, he lost a foot, whatever it is. You got to pay him on the spot. The chasim amoyim. Avol boishes. The Mishnah is all talking about Busha. You can give him time. Yeah, come back in 30 days, we'll pay that.
They, in the world we're living in, if it's a finger, you can send it digitally.
You send it digitally. Ah, okay, good. Let your fingers do the walking. Right.
Digits.
Exactly. So now Rabbi Kiva said that story was that the fellow Shomer Medes on that. That's a chatzeir. Now remember, what did... Let's look at the Lashon HaMishnah, because that will be the key for the Kash of the Gemara. This fellow said, after she scooped up the oil, it was only an Isser, and he said to Rabbi Kiva, L'zu ani noisim dalet mea zuz, for this lady I should give 400 zuz. Amalei, so what did Rabbi Kiva answer? Amar teklam, your defense is nothing, because a choyvu ba'atzmai, afu pisha enoi rishoi, you're not allowed to do a self-inflicted wound, but you're potter. Because there's nobody to pay. You've got to pay yourself from the right pocket into the left pocket. So the key words in the Mishnah is, you're not allowed to be choyvu ba'atzmai. Ein rishoy. Okay, keep that in mind. Back to the Gemara. Talk to Batanya. I have a brisa that repeats the whole story. And Omer Rabbi Kiva, tzolalta b'mayim adirim da'leisa cheres b'yarcha. This is very poetic. It borrows, of course, from the terminology of the Shira that we learned last Shabbos, and that we say every morning in davening. So tzolalta, it's as if you went deep sea diving down below to fetch some pearls from some oysters. And ba'leisa, all you were able to bring up were some broken pieces of pottery. Why, said Rabbi Kiva? The person's allowed to hit himself, but you're not allowed to go and hit him. What do you mean he's allowed to hit himself? Didn't Rabbi Kiva say in the Mishnah, oh, sir, he's not allowed to hurt himself. And here he's saying, you're allowed to hurt yourself. It's a chastira. Can you do a self-inflicted wound? Yes or not? Chavola to go and damage yourself. You're not allowed to chas v'sholom sever a limb, go and knock out your eye, to knock out your ear or something like that. You're not allowed to do chas v'sholom. We'll see in the Gemara the makar, the basis in the Torah. But boishes, if you want to go and make yourself a public humiliation, that's fine, you can. So therefore, in our Mishnah, what it said, that Rekiva said to the person, ain't a rishoy, he's not allowed to do a chavola, he's not allowed to do a physical damage to himself. But to go embarrass yourself, that people embarrass themselves every day of the week just by their very presence on the planet Earth. So that's permissible. Pray tomorrow. Well, masisim boishes, our Mishnah told them boishes. And that's what Rabbi Kiva said, afu pishen rishoy. So that terrorist doesn't work. Uktan yachal ubatzel, pishen rishoy, but... Everything Mahachi Kamalei, what Rabbi Kiva was telling that person that removed the hair covering, Hachi Kamalei, let me buy your boishes to under Mishoy Levai, you should start tomorrow. Not only is a person allowed to go and humiliate himself, Elafilu Chabola, the aim of the Mishoy Lechav B'Atzmoy, even when it comes to Chabola that you're not allowed to do, even though that you do it, and people say, he doesn't care if people go and damage him. He damages himself all the time. Look how many times he punches himself. He gets black and blue here and there. Nevertheless, Chim Shechavu Boy Chayovim. So, you have to add a few words to the Mishnah to explain it, but the fact is that there's a difference between a Chavola and between Busha. Chavola is awesome. Is that right? V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, in Mesechtes Shavuos, we know that there's an inyan of a Shavuos bitui, lahora oy lehetiv. And the more dashed. Excuse me. V'tanya, yochel nishma lahora ba'atzmai, lehera yei potter. What happens if a person makes a Shavuos that he's going to hurt himself? I solemnly swear, I'm going to hurt myself. And he didn't go and hurt himself. I would think he'd be potter from this shvuas bitoy. No. Tamalei v'lohar lehetiv. Ma'atov rishus, just like if you want to go be native to yourself, there's no requirement, but if you want to, you can. And if you make a shvua lehetiv, then you have to be native. Afaror rishus, haror is the same type of thing, that it's rishus, you're not supposed to be made up, but if you want to, you can. And therefore, if you make a shvua that you're going to be meira li'atzmoy, and you're not meira li'atzmoy, you're going to be chayiv on a shvua's mitzvah. And therefore, avi nishma l'har v'atzmoy, heira, that what he's going to be chayiv on that shvua. So what do I see from this? That a person is a rishus, just like you can be meitzav to yourself, you can be meira to yourself too. So you're allowed to do a chavala. Omer Shmuel, this Shmuel that we're talking about, that he's meira himself, we don't mean a physical damage or injury. The Eish HaBetan is talking about that he took upon himself, I hereby solemnly swear that I'm going to be meira in the form of, I'm going to go and be Yoish HaBetan is, that is a binding Shmuel. And if you don't, you're not the kind, you don't fulfill the Shmuel, then you're chayiv on Shmuel's Peter. Zuki where the Kabos and Gabe Haruas Acherim, that must mean Lashim Matanis Acherim. Matanis Acherim mean Moisim Lubitanisa. Or Lashim Matanis. Acherim Moisim Lubitanisa. What the Gemara is saying is that we just quoted until now the first part of this Braisa. There's a second part of the Braisa, which the Gemara doesn't bother quoting at length. But there too, what about if you Nishba Lahara Li Acherim? Now, once you've told me that the first part of the Braisa, Lahara Ba'atzmai, means Leisha Betanis, are you going to tell me in the continuation of the Braisa, Yochel Nishba Lahara La'acherin, that means I forced someone else to fast? Is it possible to go and force someone else to fast? You can ask him, you can pressure him, you can talk to him nicely, but you can't force someone to fast. The Kavosa Gabi Arua Sacherim, Lashim Betanis, Acherim Mimois Velu Betanisa, yes. You take the person, you put him into a room, close the door, you leave no food, whether he likes it or not, he's going to have to fast for the next 24 hours, 48 hours, until you let him out of the room. So that's the hora lachir. Okay, but I have another braisa. A braisa that's explaining the earlier braisa. What does haruas achirim mean? I'm going to hit the other guy, and then I'm going to go and break his head. Oh, that's very clearly a real harod. It's a nishka yoishe betanis. And so therefore the harod atzmoi is also talking about where the Braisa says you're allowed to inflict a wound on yourself. But you said in the Mishnah you're not allowed to. Elatanoi. In fact, there's a machloikis. Ikhav yama inan mishal chal batzmoi. Ikhav yama inan mishal A machloikis tanoim is a person allowed to go and do a self-inflicted wound. Where's the mocker? Can you bring me a source? Maybe the following brides are decided. What's the lotion if you have oistun or a sholin? This pasuk, which is a pasuk that a good Baruch Hu said to Noach after the Mabul, what he's saying is, if you are going to do a self-inflicted wound on your nefesh, edroish, I'm going to go and be doyish. In other words, I'm going to punish you for that, because you're not allowed to even do a self-inflicted wound. What does that mean? So that's stuck in the pasuk. Let's go together. If you do a self-inflicted wound, I'm going to go and punish you. So you see from this that it's also lechavul ba'atzmai. Maybe this pasuk is not talking about a wound. This pasuk is talking about suicide. Chas v'sholom. If chas v'sholom, a person kills himself, says Kadosh Baruch Hu, Edrish, I'll punish this person on the next world. But maybe there's no isser of inflicting a wound, just suicide.
So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Noach, do me a taiva. Okay, don't hurt yourself.
Do me a taiva, yeah, exactly. Ela haitanu hudasani. We have the following braisa. Mekarin l'meizvulim yedarku emoyt. Chas v'sholom, a person passes away, you're allowed to do kriya. In fact, there's a mitzvah to do kriya. And don't consider it to be yedarku emoyt, even though the Amorites had that same minog, you're allowed to be kriya. If he does too much, in other words, he doesn't just do 1 or 2 inches in his garment, but he tears the whole thing to smithereens, there's no requirement to go and tear the whole thing. Just tear the amount that the Chum said. Anything more is baltashus. That's what Reb Elazar said. Now says the Gemara, if there's a baltashus on your begodim, certainly it should be a baltashus on your guf. So that's the chori, the mokar, that you're not allowed to do a self-infected wound. So Gemara, what's the raya? The don't be godim shiny. The pesach lehodehu. Here you're talking about the godim. If you tear it more than you can, or more than you're supposed to, you will never be able to go and put it back together the way it was originally. These are not Lego pieces. If you tear it too much, you could stitch it and all the rest, but you can tell that this was torn. So that's why it's a permanent hashchasa. However, when you go and punch yourself and you make incisions in your flesh, it'll eventually, Mir Tashem, get healed. So therefore, maybe there's no issa. Rabbi Yochanan, he would go and say about his clothing, they are mechabed me. By wearing dignified clothing, people, you know, treat me with respect. Rav Chizda could have a maski beni hizmi v'haga, when he would walk between thorn bushes, Madhu Lamani would go and pick up his toga, even though the thorns would go and scratch his skin. He said, Omazem malarucha, ben malarucha, my skin will heal. I'll put on iodine and I'll put on bandages and it'll be fine. But if it's going to tear my toga, it'll be torn forever. Vaita don't have a right. Elahaitan who the Sanya famous, the Blaza Kapper from the Sechtes Nozir. The Sanya Blaza Kapper, Brevi, Matamalim Chibala Meshachot Ala Nofesh. When the person brings his korban Nozirus, that is Machaper on the Chait. Right, what Chibala is a Nefesh, is a Nefesh Chotazeh. What Chait did he do? Al Chitzirat Menayayin, that's the Chait. Al Kavachoyman. Umazesh Chitzirat Menayayin, Nikra Choyte, he's considered to be a sinner. So that's why that's talking about Mitzar Atzma, a person who fasting. Alachas Kama Kama, someone who does a physical damage, that's certainly Mitzar Atzma, and therefore he is a Choyte. So this Mandiyama holds, Osir Lechavu Batzma. But the other Mandiyama disagrees, it's a Machoyte. So he asks the Stira of Mishnah and Braisa, so Nishka Stira. Some said B'Shem Rabbi Kiva that it's Osir, other Talmidim said B'Shem Rabbi Kiva that it's what? Right, according to the T. Yosef. Tony Rabbi Barachana Kamidrat. Rabbi Chana Turin Zandarat. Shoyri Horakta. You killed my shark. The T. Yosef Katsatsa. You cut down my saplings. The person comes back and says to him, you know why I did it? I'm not a bad guy. Ata Martin Liharga. You told me to go and kill your shark. Ata Martin Likoytse. You told me to go and cut down your saplings. So the Tanakama, or six said Rabbi Babachana, part or you part it because if he says that's what you wanted me to do, then I'm off the hook. On my lay, Rav told him, if you're going to go and do that, then any mazik in the world will always be able to use that as his defense. And Kol Kamine, can we believe that? Now that any time in this it comes and takes the mazik to best.
I say, sure, I did it, but I did it on your instructions.
Exactly. That would be the best. If you tell me that he's part of it, that would be the best defense. Yes. So when Rabbi Bechana said, heard that, he said, Ismaya, should I cross out and delete this braisa? Amalei loy. Go and learn their braisa. Talking about Bishara oimid lahariga, or Be'ilano oimid lektsitsa. Talking about a shor that's oimid lahariga, Rashi says that the bezman already paskin for skila, like we had before in the Gemara. Or an ilano oimid lektsitsa. Why is it umlet tzitzah? Rashi says, for instance, it's an asherah tree, or it's bothering the people of Shesarabim because it goes too far down and it might fall on a person. Anyway, it was going to be, it was umlet for destruction, and therefore the person said, you told me to go and destroy it, he's part. Veit mori hochi, maika toimle. Why is the person upset? Why is he taking him to bed and say, oh, you killed my shah, you cut down my tree? You were going to do this anyway because it's a shah in Nisko. And it was an asherah tree. The Amalei, the Nizik says, I wanted to destroy the asherah tree. I wanted to bring this shor into Bezin and do the skila together with the Bezin. I don't want you to steal my mitzvahs. The Sani, it says in the Pasuk, B'shafach, and then it says V'chisa. Of course, there are a few words in between. It's talking about Kisi Adam. It talks about Ish Ish Ashiyot Tzeir Chaya. The shofach es domai, he did shvichas adam, that was shchita, but he said, offer, he has a mitzvah of kisi adam. What happened? Misha shofach chas. When my smech to shochet, the kodim chaveir bekisa, somebody else chapt os the mitzvah and did the kisi adam, chayverim gamliel, itin leasor zehuvim. Ah, so this person had said, I want to do the mitzvah. The nizik, not the nizik, the mazik said, you instructed me to go and knock it down. So Rashi says, so what was the truth? Did he instruct him? Didn't he instruct him? Says Rashi, the truth of the matter is he did instruct the other person, can you do me a favor, go and kill the shor or cut down the saplings. The problem is that afterwards he forgot that he asked the other person to do it, and he brings him now to Bez and says, Yankel, what did you do? I wanted to go and kill my shor because it's a shor niskel. I wanted to cut down the tree because it was in a shape. You asked me to do it. That's the case when you're potter. But otherwise, if a person says, you asked me to do it, of course we don't believe when he says something.
Excuse me, but this is proof that mitzvah slanos nitnu. If you can sue and collect for somebody taking your mitzvah, then the mitzvah has an anah. Now you're a zasar zahubim.
Maybe it's the bracha.
Is it okay?
If you look at the Rashi, I know being a member of a mitzvah, it's around 10 to 12 lines at the bottom. If you're telling me, you told me to go and kill the animal, then the mazik is probably telling the truth, because the shor is destined to skila, and this asherah tree is destined to be killed, to be cut, like kapit kulihai, and therefore the nizik, the owner, should not be matved. The inshu, the inshu, but he forgot that he had asked them, please, to go and cut it down, and that's the reason why he took him to Bezin. That's why they said, don't you remember Monday morning you told me right after the daf you want me to know? Well, you have to guess.
So it was an accident.
It was an accident. Beautiful, beautiful. On to the next shikl. Omerav. Dikleton kava. Osel mitzatzika. Now we're talking about a little bit of din of baltashchis by an ilan machel in particular. And even anything you're not allowed to be mashchis just for no reason. So omerav. Dikleton kava. If a dekel, that means if you have a palm tree like in Miami, that has at least a kav of tmorim of dates, osel mitzatzika. In other words, it's valuable enough that you're not allowed to go and cut it down. Mash, but if it's less than that, it's really irrelevant, it's worthless. It's like a mashu, and then you're allowed to go and cut it. Meisvei, kami et bezayish, you're talking about an olive tree. So what's the minimum? Roiva, a roiva kat, a quarter of a kat. You just said now by dikla, it's a kat. Olives are more choshen than tomorrow. Apparently the value of olives is much more than for dates, and therefore a roiva kav of zaysim is worth the same or more than a kav of tamar. Rabbi Chanina tells us a terrible story. Leishachav Shivchas Bari says, Rabbi Chanina, my son Shivchas died prematurely. He cut down a fig tree before its man, in other words, prematurely. Not when the teina was ready, it was a goysis. Because he was over on this issue of cutting down the tree, he was cut down by the Baishla. We were doing some work in the back of our house in Muncie. We had a Jewish contractor, a very nice guy, but he was not from. But he was a nice fellow. Anyway, there was an apple tree that was a goysis. What it means of goysis, it was no longer standing nice and tall. It was basically lying on the ground, but it was still functioning. And it was still alive. And we wanted to make a path over there. We said, don't touch it to the apple tree. Yeah, don't worry, you'll be fine. Anyway, apparently he told the goyim, they said, well, it's a tree, you know. Okay, just get rid of it. Come on, you see, it's dead. It's lying on the ground. Just go and cut it up. And they cut it away. And afterwards he said, didn't we talk about it? Yeah, that the goyim did it. Anyway, P.S., a few weeks later, Nebuch, he's only 54 years old. He had a heart attack and he passed away. These are things that you have to be very, very careful. This is not just the masaloch. It's the real, real McCoy. Don't start up with Ilam Achli. Be very careful. Anyway, it says the Gemara gives exceptions to the rule. Amar Vina, the Mayim Ula B'damim. If the value of the bark of the tree or the lumber of the tree itself is more valuable than all the fruit from the tree, in other words, a person who's building furniture or he's building a building and he says, I could use a tree like that, nice and strong, I'll pay you top dollar, but it's wood because it's not about Ashras anymore. Because the tree itself is worth more than the fruit on the tree.
So the bark is greater than what you can bite.
Very good.
The fruit trees usually aren't used for lumber. They're not...
Normally not. Here it's special tree. This exception usually does not hold. Tana miyochi. Rak eitza sheteida. What's the lashon over here in the pasuk? Rak eitza sheteida kiloi eitz machal hu oisi sashchis v'charata. You're only allowed to go and cut down an eitz sheteida that you know that it's just an ilani srak, like the regular trees that you have here in Riverside Park, which are normally not ilarimach. So now the Gemara feels that the lashon apasik is a little wordy. Rak eitzah sheteida kiloi eitz machal. It could just simply say rak eitzah sheloi eitz machal. It means asheteida kiloi eitz machal. So Gemara says the following: rak eitzah sheteida ze ilan machal. Don't touch ilan machal. Kiloi eitz machal. Who is the ilan srak? Then in both of them, stay away. Don't cut it unless you absolutely have to kuch nefesh. But otherwise, stay away. If you're telling me that the pasuk is across the board, don't be mashchis eitzim. So why do we talk about eitz machel? If, for instance, the pasuk continues on that you have to go and do uvanisa motzer alir asher he oisa imcha mulchama, there's never a war that is raging and you need to go and put up a wall, but a Mexican wall or a Chinese wall or something, then rather cut down the srak before you cut down the ilamach. I would think that even if it happens to be very valuable, in other words, if you look at the top Rashi, if the ilan srak is more valuable because of the wood more than the ilamach on the peiros, and therefore cut down rather the peiros because it's not so valuable. No. Be very careful. Me says Rashi. Me at Akdoma. Here we don't say that the srak comes first. Shmuel Aisile. Anyway, so bottom line is be careful. Shmuel Aisile Arise Tamri. The Shmuel had an oris that brought in tamar. Tamar, of course, a date. Ochel. He went and ate them. Toim buhu taim decham. The dates felt as if there was wine, as if there is grapes in it. Omle my eyes says, how could it be that the dates have a tam of wine? Because this date tree was in the middle of a vineyard, and therefore it took nourishment from the vines and from the Omar. So then Shmuel said, if it's taking away from the nourishment of the vineyard so much, tomorrow go and cut down this tree and take it away, even though you're not going to cut an ilan machel. But this is a, if you will, a virus inside the vineyard, that it's taking away the koiches, the nourishment and the minerals from the vines.
Is it klayim?
Apparently it wasn't a klayim issue, it was only an issue of the
damaging the vineyard.
Right, that's what Rashi said. Rav Chizda chose a tali begofni. Rav Chizda also saw such trees in the middle of the vineyard. Amle l'arise akrino. Go and pull out this tali tree. Because gofni kani tikli. Tikli l'kani gofni. In other words, the geffen, the vines, are far more valuable than this tree. So, it's yesh b'chlal mesayim mana. For the preservation of the geffen, it's kedai to cut down the dekel tree. But don't say, let's leave the dekel tree, because dekli lekani gufni, because the geffen is far more valuable than the dekel. Cut down the dekel and leave the geffen intact. Yeah. Stop here, boys. Have a wonderful day. Zagat.